What was the basic feeling after watching the film?
Excuse me?
What was the basic feeling of the defense after watching the film in the very end?
I mean, after watching it, we were like, yeah, we could have played a little. I mean, it's not specifically one person or one or secondary or linebackers or D-line. Everyone could have played better as a whole. So I wouldn't point fingers or blame anybody. It's on everyone. And we should have all, like, encouraged each other and stayed more focused during the game and, like, kept each other up.
We've heard that team a lot about the team coming together and keeping each other up. When did that actually translate to happening on the field?
I mean, I think it really has, like, after USC game, like, we all, like, talked and closed the doors and talked to each other and had people, like, stand up and say what was on their mind. And that's what we needed a few guys to do, stand up and say what was on their mind. And everyone really believed what each person was saying because everyone really felt the same way. We do need to play more as a whole and not, I don't know if anyone is playing as individuals, but if they were, then they probably changed it. But I really believe that this team has come together. I mean, yeah, we came off this loss, but our team is still, like, focused and still staying together.
So is Missouri just that much better?
No, I wouldn't say that they're that much better. They brought their game. They came to play. They executed their plays. They rarely dropped any passes at all. And you watch the film, and we had good coverage. They just got plays. And, I mean, that's what happens in football. People are going to make plays, and they obviously came out with their game and played.
So who's the guy on the team when things are going wrong? Is it that raises their voice? Is there someone, some guys in the locker room who take over that role when things are going wrong at halftime or whatever?
Yeah, like Sam usually, like Sam is, he cracks me up because he's like never sitting. He's always standing and always coming to defense. Come on, defense. Come on, defense. You keep doing good. Keep your heads up. And as a defense as a whole, we like that. We like when someone from offense comes over and says something to us. And, like, people on defense go over to offense. Like, I always go to Marlon, the O-line. I always say good job because it starts with the O-line. And your offense isn't anything without the O-line. And which is, I think there's quite a few players that will get up and say something to each other during the game and really don't like to sit, like to stay in the game and go talk. But Sam normally comes and sets up to the defense. And me and Zach and Grigsby and Armando, we always go over there and say something.
Does this team lack any fire?
I wouldn't say that it lacks fire. I think just, I don't know, maybe some guys have a lot of pressure and are real down when something happens or get onto themselves or always down or suffer hard if something happens or they give up the play. Like, they just, I don't know. It's kind of hard to move on to the next play sometimes, but that's what you have to do.
Do you see pressure taking a toll at all right now, either individuals or...
I wouldn't say now. I'd say just, I mean, you hear a lot of people use the excuses of the teams we lost to had 2 weeks to prepare and this and that, but it's not that. We just, if the coaches call a play, we need to execute what they call. Regardless of what the play is or how we feel about the play, we just need to execute and believe in it and do our best at it.
You seem like you're one of the emotional guys out there that plays with a lot of emotion.
Yeah.
How do you try and bring that into the game situation? Because it seems like you're going 100 miles an hour out there.
I don't know. It's just something I've always been like, talk to all the most, winning or losing, like, enjoy the game. And everything's not always about just football. You got to, like, don't let anything steal your joy. That's what my mom always tells me. And no matter what, winning or losing, I'm out there talking, having fun, trying to bring emotion, because if people see you down, then they're going to be like, okay, it's all right to be down. Winning or losing, or if the game's close, it's all right. And I don't ever like that feeling. I don't like having my head down. So I always try to bring emotion, winning or losing.
Is there frustration or distrust of the plays that are being called?
I wouldn't say frustration or distrust. I mean, of course, we wanted to get more execution, like getting to the quarterback, and want to have more of a rush, but that's on us. We should have, I mean, we just had to execute the defense, and if we did that, then we could have got a rush, and we could have got more pressure on the quarterback, but they just, like, Missouri's a good team, and we respect them, so.
Can you go to Cos and say, hey, this is what I'm feeling this about this. We want to see if we can do something like this.
Yeah.
Receptive.
Yeah, he lists, like during the game, he'll tell him, like, coach, we need to run this because he's checking out of this and that. And sometimes he'll listen, and sometimes he'll go with what his heart says. And that's his choice. It's not our choice. It's his choice. And if he doesn't choose to go with it, then we have to execute what he called. But if he does choose to go with it, So I wouldn't actually say that it's just that much of a distrust. It's, I mean, we get frustrated sometimes because we don't, like, we'll call a play and something happens and then we'll get mad. But we execute it, then we should have no problem.
Do guys start to overanalyze the defensive call sometimes when you're on the field? You maybe lose more winning. Do guys start to overthink, you know, and that's why the execution isn't there?
I think some guys are too worried about messing up, because I know I am sometimes. I'll mess up before I get a bus just because I'm too worried about messing up or too worried about if I'm not going to do what I'm supposed to or if I'm not going to cover the right guy. And that's not the type of mindset you need to have out there, because if you're having one split of thinking at all, then it can mess up your whole rhythm. So if you go out there and just play and just, you just know what's going on, then you should have no problem. But when you have to think, that's not good. And just even for myself, some plays I do, like, I might be confused, not going to lie. And if those, you can see it on film because you're hesitant. And when you're hesitant, that's not good.
Is that because the D is too complicated?
No, it's not because the D is too complicated. It's just you're probably thinking about something that happened last play, or they're in a formation and you're thinking, well, they run three things out of this formation, and then you start, the mind starts boggling because you like they can run any of these three, and you want to be there to stop the play, but if you're wrong, then that's not good.
So does that change, though, in terms of not thinking too much and just playing too well? How does the team do that?
I don't know. I think it's just every person has to have more focus on what they're doing. I think that's for, like, each person to decide. I don't think it's, like, as a whole team as far as, like, I don't know, because each person has a different personality on how they think about things. But if you just, like, really, if you pay attention or you study film, or if you redo the plays over and over in practice, then there's no reason you should be hesitant unless you're really, really confused about a formation or something.
Bill, at this point in the season, the coaches are taking a lot of heat. How much of that, as players, do you think is the coach's responsibility at this point in the season to eliminate some of that confusion, or how much of it is players?
All right, that one more time.
The coaches are taking a lot of heat, talking a lot about confusion and being unsure of yourself. How much of that is something the coaches should be changing, or how much of that is something the players should have picked up by now?
A lot of people do probably like blaming coaches. They see something or see formation like, oh, don't run that, but I mean, everything's not always on the coaches. I mean, we're the ones out there, they call the plays, we're the ones out there playing. So, and if someone gets beat, then it's not the coach's fault that someone ran past you, or that you missed a block or something, it's your fault. You're supposed to see what happened. And I don't think that every criticism that happens should be blamed on the coaches. That's not right, because the players are the ones out there playing, and we make mistakes too. We're all human, so everything's not on the coaches. You can't put everything on the coaches like that.
What was it like in the locker room at halftime on Saturday? Was it a loud locker room? Was it
at halftime?
Yeah, what was it like?
It was 20s. Everybody was still like up, like, we're still going to win this game. Everybody, you didn't see people with their heads down because there's still a lot of football left. And everyone was, you could tell then that everyone was still like, we're together as a team. I mean, we lost the game, but like everyone in the locker room was still focused at halftime and weren't really worried about, we don't really worry about the score. We worry about executing what we're supposed to do on the score. I know it's so.
Time for one or two more.
So on the safe, it's a very similar offense. What does that concern you, or how much does it concern you, the fact that they run something like the Tigers?
I don't see it as really as a concern. It could be even a positive more than a negative, because we've already seen it. And watching film on what we did wrong, we can work on what we did wrong and work on doing that right. And we should be able to execute it a lot better the next game, having been already through it previous week.
How talented are their playmakers like Savage and Bowman?
They're pretty effective. I mean, Bowman, he's a good receiver, and they do have good tight ends, and their whole line, I mean, they block really well for the quarterback, and I don't know, it's just who comes to play and who makes plays.
What does it mean to play a game against a team from your home state? A little motivation?
It actually feels pretty good. I mean, you get to see some of the guys that you played against in high school. Or, I don't know, it's just fun playing someone from your home state. Since you didn't go there, you play them. And, like, this is why I didn't go there, because I wanted to play you. So, I don't know. I see it as fun.
Okay. Thanks, folks.